Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Goblin Beat. It's a Goblins Gaming Podcast. Tonight, we are continuing our Morkborg-style adventure into the Temple of Elemental Evil. So far, we're just at the boat dock of Elemental Evil, which sounds a lot less impressive. But we've managed to find lots of loot. So, feeling pretty good about that. I am Matt. I will be playing Frick. Frick is a monk. He likes to punch things with his fists. Oh, fury. So I'll be doing that tonight. And then John and Alan are both here. They're going to be playing multiple characters. Doing double duty. John, who are you going to be guiding through tonight?
I'll be playing my gnomish thief. Zal, as usual, but I'll also be shepherding Brandon's cleric Navram, and hopefully keeping us from dying.
Yes, because we were told that we might need all hands on deck tonight, so we can expect some fighting. I think Alan's there right now, still showing his profile picture.
Yeah, fighting.
Yeah,
I'm going to be playing Jotnar, the human paladin. That's my normal character that I rolled up. And then I'll be playing Callan as well, who is a fighter. Is he human?
Half elf.
He's an elf.
He's an elf or half elf.
An elven fighter.
Elven, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, because we found that secret door because of his elfishness.
Mm-hmm. He's got them pointy ears.
They point right to the secret doors.
Zal's got the pointy hat. He ducks underneath you. It kind of tickles.
Yeah. Wait, I have that. I only have
you think
seven.
You think it's the hat, but he just.
he's making everybody. We're gonna everybody believe us. It's the hat. Sorry. Can't help it.
That's right. You do only have 7 hit points.
But I'm level 4. So yeah. That's good.
So yeah.
23 is your max, right?
What's that? 23 is my max, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we rolled all that stuff last time. I changed my abilities. I think I changed everything.
Ooh, Danny did the DM move where he moved our screens.
That was an accident.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't even know how I did that.
I feel disempowered.
I have no idea how I did it.
It has to do with there's like a shortcut you hit and then you ping a certain area.
I hold down shift and then click and hold.
There you go.
Look at that. Can move you guys around now. Now you're in trouble.
Can you give me control of Navram before we get going?
I did already.
Oh.
Just moments ago.
No, because I couldn't see his hit points.
Can you see him now? I have to refresh the page or something.
No, I got it.
Okay, so yeah, you guys went down into the basement of the moat house. Found a couple of rooms. One of them, Zal was able to pick the lock. The other one, you just spent 15 minutes hitting it with axes until it broke, which aroused the wrath of an ogre who came to see what was going on. That fight did not go too well for you fellas, but you did survive. And then you took a little resty time here in this storage room.
A little resty rest?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I haven't rolled for that. Resty rest. Can I help everyone get more hit points back with our rest?
I want to say everyone did already roll for that.
Let me look, because maybe I just didn't add it onto my character sheet.
I see that Matt did. It's just a d4.
Well, you rolled your getting better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember I rolled my getting better. I don't know. Did I roll?
I rolled my rest. Oh, yeah. I got two hit points on my rest.
Yep.
So it's very possible. Cause
is
I
that
was
what you
close.
Get when you roll catching your breath?
Yeah, you get a d4.
Yeah. I feel like we load up the wagon. We had talked about this last time too.
And load get out.
The wagon, get out, rest, come back.
I want that second roll.
Sure you do. That's totally up to you guys. If you would like to do that, you can do that.
I mean, we don't have to like go to the store and buy stuff, but we could at least load up the wagon, take it to somewhere for safekeeping. Is there like a bank in town?
There is something similar to a bank, which is the money changer. You could unload all these gear at the trading post. You won't get top dollar for it, obviously, but
can we fit it all in the wagon?
Yeah, I'm gonna say you can put everything in the wagon.
Oh. So do you guys want to do that? Just load up all this stuff?
I mean,
well, you can't fit all this. This is a lot.
I was going to say, I don't know.
The big wagon.
Here's the thing. This is a lot of weapons. So either someone is getting ready for a war, in which case we might not want to get caught pilfering their stores.
Yeah, so you know the rulers or denizens of the Temple of Elemental Evil have used this as a staging area before, and you know, built up armies and stuff and like sent them here. You haven't seen any signs of that so far, until now, by finding these two storage rooms, which have recently, you know, created gear in them. There's no, not like dust covering everything or anything like that. So it's been recently put here.
I don't know. I say we look around a little bit longer.
Yeah. Do we want to, Callan is going to just like spend some time in each room to see if there may be a secret door there.
Well, do you want Navram to try to cast Cure Wounds one more time? He's got one more attempt.
Well,
he should probably wait and see if somebody goes down.
Yeah. Jotnar's kind of hurt. I don't know about battles and such, but he's game.
Someone's armor is damaged, right? Was it Navram's, I believe?
Okay.
Yeah, Navram's scale mail has been damaged.
Isn't there some armor in one of these rooms he could wear?
Let's look back at that. There were 12 suits of leather armor, but I mean, that's level 1 armor to begin with. That's about it.
Okay.
For some reason, I thought those chainmails.
There are fresh shields.
I remember it being leather. He already grabbed a shield because the ogre destroyed his shield.
Destroyed Navram's shield?
No, somebody's shield.
I grabbed a shield because I think my shield got destroyed.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say Navram has a magic shield. If I got destroyed, you guys are in trouble. All right.
So I have 2 spares and a shield.
You're carrying 2 spare shields?
I am, yep.
Okay. All right, well, what do you guys want to do?
Alan said he was going to try to find some more secret rooms.
Okay, well, Alan doesn't see anything in here.
Okay.
Where else would you like to look?
Where else would you like to look?
Where should we look for more?
Well, I see a door over here in the northeast corner.
Yeah, there's also a hallway going south with some pillars. This door is actually open. It's like half open. It's the door the ogre came out of. Mm. Came out through there.
I guess I'll poke my head in there and look around.
All right, that looks like a small room. It has another door that's also partially open on the eastern wall.
Careful. I thought I don't know if I'm supposed to be seeing somebody in there.
The
Where'd everybody go?
That room, Zal, is it's just a mess of like filth and broken junk and old disregarded garbage and stuff.
Okay, so I guess this was where the ogre was holing up.
It happened.
Well, there's another door dark. Going into here.
Jotnar has the light source.
I have a hooded lantern.
Yeah, so up here is where they went, Jotnar.
Okay, but I can't select my guy for some reason. Do I have to have my character sheet open or something?
No, you should just be able to select your token and drag it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Do you have the wrong tool selected?
No, that's the same one because it's moving. It's working for. It's just making squares. Can you hear me?
You must have the drawing tool selected.
I don't. I have an arrow. It's working. It was working for Callan, and now it's not.
I'll move Jotnar in there. You might want to just refresh your browser.
Select me. Okay.
All right. So I guess we'll just look around, see if the ogre had kept anything. Interesting.
I don't. Yeah, this does not look like a room he was staying in. This doorway to this other room over here looks like he came through it as well.
All right, I guess I'll go on through.
Y'all move me with you.
It's like a trash room. All right, this room is just full of trash, basically.
Yeah, Zal, you're just gonna head on in there.
Yeah, the door. He said the door was like standing halfway open.
All right, so this large room looks like it might have been where Lubash, that's what he kept calling himself anyway, the ogre was staying. There's a sleeping mat over in the northeast top in the northeast corner. The room is square, five pillars, one in the very center, and then one kind of on each corner of the room.
Mm. Is there actually a chest here?
There is. There is a large wooden chest stuck over there.
All right. I want to see if it's booby-trapped.
All right. Roll your thieves' tools roll. 10. Nope. Looks safe.
He's good, Jotnar. Check.
I only have 7. I don't feel so good. I will probably die, potentially, if I check that. I don't trust your thieves skills. Here, Callan looks good. I'll put him up there.
Okay.
I'll be first through doors.
Have Callan check. Okay, Callan opens it up. Looks like a chest on the inside. He sees a lot of worthless glass beads. Some brass candlestick holders, and some trash. Digging around in there, make me a presence check, I guess, looking through there for Callan.
Yes, Callan will make a presence check as soon as Callan's character sheet is found.
You do find some coins, just like at the bottom of the chest.
Nice.
And 11. All right, it's not 11 on his presence check. There's hundreds of copper pieces. You see some silver and a couple of gold pieces mixed in there. If you would like to check it out.
Yeah, I'll probably snag the silver and gold.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's grab the silver, gold, and copper.
All right, it takes you a few minutes to sift out the silver and gold from all the copper, because there's hundreds and hundreds of copper pieces.
Does that actually weigh things?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We found 46 silver pieces and 3 gold pieces in there.
All right.
Would you like to look at anything else in the room? This is actually his bedding stuff over here, too. He's got like blankets and furs.
Yes. Yeah, I guess I'll poke around in there while they're sorting through coins.
Okay.
20.
A 20. Yes. Yeah, so you do, you're digging around in there. You find a extremely well-made cloak, just kind of like hidden in with all of the rags and doodads and stuff.
Ooh. Is it too long for my short form?
Well, maybe a little. Like if you wore it, it would be, it would come down and brush like the ground when you wore it. But okay. I mean, you couldn't wear it though. It looks like it's made for someone slightly larger than you, not human size necessarily, but slightly larger than you.
All right. I mean, if it looks like it would fit one of my friends, I'd probably hand it to them.
Probably fit Callan. He's, or maybe, I don't know how big is Frick.
5'9".
Yeah, it might fit him. It'd just be like a short cloak, more like, almost like a cape on him.
All right, I'll give it to Frick. Be like, is not armor, but
oh well, I can't wear armor anyway. But thanks, Sal. Appreciate that. It's a very fine fine robe you found here.
You're welcome.
Just wipe the ogre's knot off.
You owe me one! And then I spit on his boot.
I spit on his boot.
Now you're friends forever.
Make it a really nice, flimmy one, you know. Right on his boot.
Oh, yeah. And not an approval.
Not an approval. All right. Examining this, it appears to be a cloak of elven kind.
Oh, my.
Yes.
A cloak of robot voice?
Elven kind.
Do I have robot voice?
Oh. No, Danny okay. did.
Okay.
Yes.
What does that do for me?
If you are still in a natural environment, like outdoors or underground, it makes it easy for you to hide. Like in underground, like you are now, even with instead of a light or continual light spell, you have a 50% chance of hiding successfully.
Maybe you should take this back. I think you should probably take this back.
If you insist.
Yeah.
It is.
I feel like this is a Heidi kind of thing, and you're a Heidi kind of person. So.
It actually has percentages. I rolled, and it actually is sized for someone 4 feet or so in height.
Oh, there you go.
That'd be perfect. All right, then never mind. Give that back.
Yeah, yeah. No,
it looked good on me.
Yeah, yeah. No, I tried to wear it. It just didn't work, but thanks.
If you are outdoors or in underground, outside of bright light, it's a 90% chance to hide.
Oh, wow.
Nice. And,
in a brightly lit area, it's 50% chance.
Now,
if you move quickly now, it'll be easy to see you, but otherwise, it's almost like invisibility.
So, that's pretty awesome.
It is. Yeah. It's awesome.
The colors of the cloak seem to shift and change to match the surroundings when you put it on.
Very roguey. Very rogue-like.
All right. Well, I put on my fancy new cloak and give it a little twirl. Look good.
Gardner's pushing on rocks and things all along.
Slap him in the face.
All right, it looks...
I feel like that's one of those... Is that not part of your culture? Where you say, you look great! And slap somebody in the face?
No, to the women you slap on ass!
Oh, sorry. I must have fallen asleep during that part of gnome relations.
But Zalith, man! Leave my ass alone!
Okay. So, looking at him in the cloak when he's... standing still and the color shift, it almost, it's like nauseating almost to look at for a second. And then it's hard because it's hard to pick him out from the background. It's, your eyes don't know where to focus. So.
So weird.
Zal.
It's very strange.
I couldn't hit your ass if I wanted to.
Callan does notice right here next to where he's standing a secret door, however.
Oh, whoa.
You sharp-eared elf.
Can you guys see that now?
Yeah, I can. See it now. Well, okay, aren't there parts of this area out here we have not explored?
Yes.
Yeah, there are, and there's a door over here that I was getting ready to look at.
Check it out.
Secret door. Secret door.
You want to do secret door?
Yes, man. Secret door.
All right, fine. I mean, I'm, secrets whatever.
Secrets are always more I'm gooder.
On board with that. Yeah. And then, as long as something didn't come behind us.
Hey, Zal, with your new fancy cloak, Callum found a secret door. If you would like to examine it with your tools of thievery.
It could be a trapped secret door.
All right. I go over and flourish the cloak a little bit. And I kneel down, feeling good about life.
Hopefully this session he's holding his tools by the right end.
I can't even see him since he's in one spot. I'm like, Zal?
I rolled a 7.
Where'd Zal go?
Looks safe.
Secret good door is secret good.
Okay. The most injured party member is going to be an idiot paladin and open the door and go in first.
All right. You open the doorway into the stairwell. Kind of goes east for about 10 feet and then cuts south.
Yeah. We want to do this before we finish exploring the other level? What do we want to do? I think something with the doors made it to where I can't move myself through it. Oh, it was closed somehow.
I'll shuffle in there at once. That was the problem. We were all trying to go through the door at the same time, so we were just stuck in the frame.
I kind of feel like Zal, with his new ability of hiding, should scout ahead and see what might be down there.
All right.
Come back and report.
You can see in the
I'll
dark
try to sneak down there.
He's a gnome. I think they were born in the dark.
All right. It comes out in like a 8-foot by 8-foot little room, just an empty room down there at the bottom of the stairs.
Okay. I look around. I look at them and I go, "It's empty." Guess I'll try to inspect the walls or look for anything hidden.
Yeah, we'll do the same.
I rolled a 19 on my presence check.
Okay, I'm not even gonna roll.
All right. Callan notices just walking down there. Notices just a secret door right here.
Oh wow,
Elvenness! His Elvenness is like crushing it tonight.
Yeah, you're on fire.
All right. I guess I'll check it, see if it looks safe.
All right.
Gardner's like, "Man, I'm so glad we got a thief in this party, Zal. He's been so good.
So glad that Zal has never passed a thievery check on a door yet."
Yeah, but nobody knows that. It seems like it's been fine so far.
Yes, so far.
Yeah, this one also looks perfectly safe to Zal.
At some point, I'm going to find a trapdoor and know what I'm looking for.
True.
All right, I'm going to open it.
All right, it opens into another stairwell. Goes down a long hallway, it looks like.
I'm going to stand at the top of the stairs.
All right, I'm going to sneak my way forward and try to take a peek.
Danny, did you link the two characters I'm controlling together?
Uh-uh.
That's kind of cool. Somehow they're linked together.
If you
can
like,
select.
You can select them both.
Okay, that must be what's happening. It's like, is it shift or control, I guess? I
don't know what you can draw a box around them. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, it looks like this kind of it just goes east for a while and then cuts southeast and just keeps going and going and going.
All right.
Oh, snap.
All right. I'll motion to the others if it looks safe, I guess.
I feel like I should give you some kind of sight vision effect for your nocturnal vision here. Does that look cooler than the other way?
Yeah, I mean, well, so I did have like bright light and then dim light pass because of my lantern.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that should still be working.
Okay.
But, oh, you don't have a lantern on right now, actually.
Well, I don't.
You want to do that? Mm-hmm. So you're just using your infravision right now.
Yeah, I'll use another dose of oil.
Well, I know if, they can't... if you are...
No, Matt, you're not hiding. Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe we should go back. I want to do this that. This is starting to get kind of crazy.
All right. Yeah, this comes down. It looks like this cuts, branches off in two different directions from here.
Up ahead. Maybe we should, maybe we should go back and finish up there.
I'm okay with that, because this is going to take some time down here. It looks like fun stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. going on.
We could check this one room over here, up here to the left, maybe.
I mean, we don't know where these go. If you guys want to head back, I mean, there's plenty of stuff to explore back behind us, and we can go restock and then go deeper into the moat house on our next trip.
Okay.
All right.
I enjoy viewing the map from y'all's perspective every once in a while because it's a lot more exciting to look at it from what you guys can see. Yeah.
All right. So I guess when we come back through, we need to try and make sure that these doors are hidden again, the secret ones.
Okay. Yeah. All you have to, if you just slide them closed, they click into place and look like walls again.
Yeah.
Although Jotnar and Callan are still way back there.
Yeah, because it just stopped allowing me to move them. I can select them, but they just like said no, went back to their spot. Oh, they're gone now.
I moved them for you.
Oh, thank you.
That last big room. All right, I will close these doors for you guys. I guess you could have closed them yourselves. All right, so yeah, in this room, there is a door to the south right here.
All right.
Try it.
Yeah, I'll go check it with my thieveriness.
Okay.
A 7. Looks great.
It does look great, except there are several bars and stuff on this side keeping it closed, like thick 4x4 looking pieces of wood holding it closed.
Callan has a crowbar.
Well, I mean, these are These are just heavy bars of wood, like laying, and you can just pick them up and toss them to the side. They're on your side of the door.
Okay, interesting. So maybe it was trying to keep something out. I'm gonna listen to at the door and around the door. If there's any cracks, try to peer through, just see or smell or hear whatever I can through the door.
All right, give me I guess that's presence.
Yeah. Oh, man, not enough memory to open this page. I don't know what's going on. Crappy.
I think your computer's having a hard time. Sounds like,
it's time to buy a new computer.
Well, probably is. And also, it's been on and been used all day. All right, so let's see. Callan's got the better presence.
Okay, that's not how this works. All right, Callan says he hears whispering on the other side.
Hey, guy, bring over there. All right, what does it? Can I make out what they're saying?
No, you cannot. But he can hear whispering.
Okay. Huh. So be prepared, guys. There's whispering.
Be prepared.
Prepared.
Would you all still want to proceed? Do you still want to proceed?
Yeah.
All right. We start.
They could be prisoners.
Throwing all the stuff out of there.
You want to take prisoners?
That's no, not what I said. But I mean, if it gets us some money.
All right.
And then once we get the door cleared, if there's like a lock or anything, Zal can maybe check that. No.
There's no lock.
Just barred.
All right. It's just barred. Opened.
You open the door. Yes. There are huddled in the back corner of this room, you see two humans and a gnome over in this corner. They look to have been mildly beaten.
I walk in.
They all cringe. They all cringe when the door opens and then see you and immediately start. The two humans are immediately, oh, we've been saved. We've been saved.
Yes.
Then I was like, we will see.
Do not fear. I am Jodnar, human paladin of St. Cuthbert, and you have been saved. Praise St. Cuthbert, and come with me.
Yes, yes. Praise Cuthbert, and you.
Who imprisoned you here?
Well, the ogre, we were captured, and the ogre was going to eat us.
Who captured you?
Let's see. Some horrible humans. Working with this ogre and other evil factions, most assuredly.
Ah, evil. Yes. And okay. Do you know anything else you can tell us? We're here to stamp out the evil, but we need more information. Anything that could help?
No, our caravans were attacked, and then we were brought here for this ogre to eat. If you could see us back to town, we will reward you. We'll have to send you a reward once we get home, but we will send it. Yes, yes, we will send it, says the other merchant human.
Of course. What are your names?
I am Merchant 1, and I am Merchant 2. The gnome says, I am Glegg, but no one is asking.
See. Yeah, you have a name. So, all right, where are you guys from?
Divers. It's the city north of here, I believe. Let me look at the map.
All right. I guess Zal will make his way in and talk to Glegg.
Okay. Oh, another gnome.
Yes, I'm Zal. And these are my friends.
I am Glegg. I have no friends. Though they were all eaten. These idiots are not my friends. No offense.
Were you traveling with them?
No, I was spying on some gnolls and was caught. Like idiot.
Then how here? Gnolls?
Yes, gnolls. They live here too, I guess. And feed ogre for some reason.
Alright. I suppose we would have been speaking in gnomish.
Right, yeah. He's definitely speaking in gnomish.
So I'll tell the others that to be careful. There might be some mangy dogmen around.
Yes, there are definitely gnolls. So he tells you, I live in Cron Hills with family, but was spying on gnolls to see if they were going to cause trouble.
I think my guy came from there as well.
There you go.
So I'll spend like the next 5 minutes listing like all the gnomes I know from Cron Hills, seeing if he knows them.
Yeah, he knows about a third of them, something like that. And he offers to give you his gnome ring if you guys will lead him up to safety. The ring marks you as a friend of gnomes in the area, and most any gnome that sees it will be nicer to you and more helpful.
All right. So now that we've got prisoners that we need to escort to safety, do we want to just try to load up and head back to town then?
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, given
come back loaded for Noel.
What'd you say, Matt?
And so given the extensiveness of those tunnels below, it makes sense to take these folks back and load up what we can and come back again.
Okay. All right. They agree to help you carry some crap out since you're saving them and all. Plus, they like the idea of at least holding a spear or something. What all do you want to take? I'll let you take about half of the stuff that was in those rooms.
Did we write it down?
We didn't write down all of it because he just said that it was like so much. I just wrote down we find a room full of weapons and supplies more than we could ever carry. I know there's like armor, there's shields, there's weapons of all sorts.
Yeah, there's, I guess, 28 shields, 12 suits of leather armor, several barrels full of, like, salted meat. I think you guys decided you wanted to take the 2 5-gallon kegs of brandy. Someone would have to carry those, though. Those are heavy. Those are, like, large items, so you can only carry one of those.
Well, we'll go load them in the wagon, though, right?
Right, yeah, but I'm just saying when you're walking up. There's 50 spears, 10 glaives, 6... Gisarmes, 3 battle axes, and then there was a crap ton of those capes, and like 200 crossbow bolts and 120 arrows.
Yeah, I filled up on arrows. I remember that.
I would say you could get all the crossbow bolts and arrows between, what are there, 8 of you now? You could probably get like 40 of the spears. You could take the 3 battle axes. Half dozen more shields and like half dozen suits of leather armor. Probably about everything you could carry.
All right, so we load up all the bolts and arrows, and then you said what? Half the spears?
Yeah, so like 40 spears.
All right.
200 crossbow bolts, 120 arrows. Although Alan already took like 20 of those, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, I had some. I just filled up. Yeah.
Okay.
So I just took like, I can't remember because I'd lost some. I think it was like 4 or 5.
Oh, okay. So I'll just take 115 arrows. 2 5-gallon kegs of brandy. 6 suits of leather armor. And like 10 shields.
6 leather armor, 10 shields, 40 spears. 3 battle axes, 115 arrows, and like 100 crossbow bolts?
200
crossbow bolts.
All right. Yep, I've got all that.
And 2 5-gallon kegs of brandy.
And the glaives, we don't get any of those.
If you want to come back down for a second trip, you could probably...
I don't know somebody wanted to carry them.
They're just pole arms.
Okay.
If you wanted to come back and make a second trip, you could grab some more stuff. It's up to you guys.
Nah, I think we're good.
Yeah. Hopefully we don't get waylaid on our first trip.
All right, no, you did not. I already rolled for that. Nice. All right, you make it back upstairs. Here you are. I'm going to clear out all these dead rats.
Ah!
The bodies are still there. The bodies are still there, but... it stinks pretty bad.
Everything's weird up here. Looks like Tron. No, never mind. It insulated.
All right. Thankfully, your mule is still in the room with the cart.
Yeah, thankfully.
Hasn't been eaten by anything. So you all want to try to make it back to town with your three friends?
Yeah, let's see who ambushes.
Yeah, right.
Who ambushes us this time?
I know.
What do you
mean? Should we take a short rest?
We've already taken all of those for the day. Do you want to rest before you head back, or you just want to try to head back? It's about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You can make it back before dark.
Let's just try to make it back.
Yes, push on. Effing bandits.
All right, it takes you about an hour and a half with the wounded fellows, but you make it back to town. Here's a question. So, you know, you're not going to get all your hit points back when you rest for the night, right?
Right.
Right.
So do you want Navarum to try and cast a Cure Wound spell on someone?
Before we rest?
Yeah. Because it's a use it or lose it situation with a spell.
That's a great point. I think he should try. Same thing with Lay on Hands, right?
Well, you already used that for the day.
I used my Lay on Hands, that's right.
But you're only going to get a D6 hit points back for resting for the night. So, well, look, I think we should,
guys, I have an idea. Let's camp outside the city. Because then I can use my ability to give us 2d6, potentially. And then that also, the omen ability that Navarum has, too.
That only works when you're camping?
That's what last time when we were sleeping in the inn, I was like, oh, can I use my ability? And that's what I was told. It doesn't really specify. It just says when you take a rest.
I mean, I don't care. Navarum can try to cast Cure Wounds. He's down 10 hit points. How many are you down, Jotnar?
I have 7 out of 23. So I'm down.
Okay, so you're further down than 16. He is. So he'll probably try to heal you then. All right, here we're rolling for that. A 16.
Thanks, that's... So he just rolled a d20, I get that many hit points back?
No, it cures d8 wounds.
Oh.
So the 16 was just to see if it worked, yeah.
Okay.
So you can roll a d8 and get that many back.
Roll a d8.
Nice.
I'll take it. Nice. All right. And I'm going to sleep outside somewhere. Outside the city.
I guess and... I'll say you can if you take time to gather remedies and stuff while you're on the way and take an extra hour traveling, you can use all that stuff to for poultices and things to help people gain more hit points. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
That makes sense. I'll have a chance at it anyway. I still have to roll.
Yeah, so make your roll to gather all the poultices and stuff that you would need. All
right, let me pull my guy up.
From plants and stuff in the area. I think it's only DR9, though.
Right? Well, it's a DR9 presence, which I do have 0 at now. That's actually good. But then DR+1 for each additional person that I want to affect with it.
So who at all do you want to affect with it?
I don't need any healing, so you won't need me.
Cal probably doesn't need it, because if he rolls a 1, he's good. He's 15 of 16.
Yeah. Looks like you and Navarum, and maybe Frick.
But, all right, so I'll do 2 more. That makes it a DR11. That's just a straight 11, so that's less than 50% chance.
That's 50% chance, actually.
Okay, well, let's do it. Presence. There we go. See what happens.
You're not able to find anything. Okay. It'd be like -7 people or something to have passed there.
We just stink from all the salves that I rubbed on us.
Well, you weren't able to find the requisite plants and stuff, so it's just this area just not conducive to poultices, unfortunately.
So it's a D6, and then we get omens back? Navarum, well, when we rest, can do something to get us additional omens, can he?
He can help you max out, basically.
Yeah.
So, all right, so we make our way back to town
safely. Yep. When you get to town, the gnome bids you farewell, and he gives you the gnomish ring.
All right. I mean, would it make sense for Zal to have that since I'm a gnome already, or would it make would it be better for somebody else to wear it?
Probably be better for somebody else to wear it. Yeah, maybe whoever has the best presence in your team. I don't know. That's bound to be Callum, though. He's got the highest of all the ability scores.
Yeah, I think he's like +2 on presence.
Yeah, +3. Callum. There you go.
Let's see. Right.
So Callum's going to take the Ring of Gnome Kind.
Mm-hmm. Ring of Gnome Friendship.
Ring of Gnome Friendship.
All right, and the two merchants, they like shake y'all's hands and get themselves their own room at the inn when you go back to town.
I'm a paladin, so I require no reward.
Your church will probably want that. I want their cut of your no reward.
I think Cuthbert's blessing is enough, but if they are giving it out, I will tithe.
They said they will send reward money to you guys when they get home.
They're gonna
each of them promises you. Each of them promises you. Where did it go? A 100 silver pieces and reward that they'll send. Although it'll probably take a month for it to get here, so just be prepared for the shipping time.
All right.
It's probably too late in the day to try to liquidate a lot of this stuff, right?
Probably. What all are you wanting to sell? I guess you have to decide that too.
Alan is interested in selling the jeweled dagger that's 850 gold pieces.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you could try to sell that. You could try and sell. It's like 6 in the evening. They're closing up, but if there's like one or two items you want to sell, they'll entertain that real quick.
Well, so since we got a jeweled dagger and a silver torch holder and a gold ring, could try to do those at the jeweler's shop or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So which one do you want to do first?
Well, Navram has the silver torch holder.
Yep. And Callan's got the dagger, and Jotnar's got the ring.
Okay. All right. So what does Navram need to do with the silver torch holder?
How much does it say it's worth?
It says it's worth 30. 30 gold pieces.
Okay. They offer him 10 gold pieces for it. Who needs a silver torch holder? They say.
Give Melton. Can he
try to haggle it up?
He can. I guess that would be presence as well.
All right. He rolled a 13.
All right. They haggle for a few minutes and they finally say, fine, we'll give you 18 gold pieces for it. Maybe we can melt the silver down and use it for something else.
All right. So we'll try to sell him the jeweled dagger from Callan.
All right. That was 850?
Yeah.
Okay. They offer you 400 gold pieces, 425 for it.
Ugh.
Basically half its value.
This is such fine craftsmanship. Come on. And I'll throw a presence roll in there, I guess, if I can try to sway them. Critical.
Yeah, maximum. He really talks it up and talks about how it was probably a king's or something. And they finally agree to a price of 800 gold pieces.
Nice. And then we had the ring that was worth 40.
Yeah. I guess in keeping with how we're doing this, Jotnar will roll the presents. If we needed, unless they want to give me 40 for it.
No, they'll give you 20.
Okay. All right. Well, this belonged to the same king. 12.
All right, they give you 27 gold for it.
Sold.
They really took a bath on that dagger, though. It's going to be hard to sell.
Well, there's one that we wanted a 20 on. That's the one.
That's true. 800 gold pieces is a lot.
Yeah, it is. This game.
All right. Do you guys want to divvy up the stuff before, or do you want to wait till after we try and sell all the gear tomorrow?
Why don't we sell all the gear, because then we'll just divvy up the gold.
Alright. Well, I'm going to add what we just sold to our group funds.
Okay. I had 18 gold, 800 gold, and 27 gold.
Yeah.
And then the 46 silver and 3 gold from the dungeon.
Yeah. Wait, how much would you say the 46 silver and 3 gold?
Yeah, we just left all the coppers that we found in that chest.
Yeah.
It was hundreds of coppers too.
Hundreds. I don't know what that means though. How many coppers is it? Is it gold? Like 100?
Let's see. It says here on the equipment handout.
It says 10 coppers is 1 silver, so it's 200 coppers to make 1 gold.
Yeah, it's probably like 4.5, not even 5 gold pieces worth of silver. Not worth of copper, I mean.
Okay.
So
I mean, yeah.
It was a lot to carry.
Yeah. We got the brandy. Do we want to delve into that? Nah.
It's pretty good quality.
I wonder if the innkeeper would be interested in that.
Yeah, he might. Try that. Before we turn it in.
To him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. He offers you fellas, 80 gold pieces worth of brandy per keg? Is that what it was?
I'm not sure.
What did I not say?
You just said 25.
Did not write it down.
I think that's right. He offers you 120 gold pieces for both of them.
Cool.
Total.
That sounds good to me, but then Callan, he's wanting to get a better deal out of it. And he opens up the thing and gives him a whiff of it and says, "It's the finest in the land. You should try some." And then it holds a 4.
So someone must have farted right at the same time. He just gets a big whiff of that. And he's like, "I'm not sure if I want to buy this brandy at all, honestly."
Yeah, don't listen to him. That guy's an idiot.
He pops the cork, and there's like mold and fungus on the bottom of the cork.
So, I'll give you 100 gold pieces for it, for total. All
right. Well.
So that's another 100 gold pieces?
All right, yeah. Sounds good.
All right. Yeah, do y'all want to order some food and stuff while you're here?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to eat my rations.
Are you seriously?
Yeah.
Come on, dude. We'll just take it out of the group funds. There's plenty. How much would it cost to feed us all a decent meal and get us a room?
All right. The regular private room is 5 electrum pieces per night. If you all want your own, I have to look at the chart to see what an electrum piece is worth.
Electrum is half a gold piece.
Okay, yeah. So there's 5 AB, so that's like
2.5 gold.
Yeah.
What a horrible system.
Yeah. And then it's archaic,
Yeah.
And then if you want the plain dinner is 5 silver pieces, an elaborate dinner is 1 electrum piece, and then the 7-course dinner is 2 gold pieces.
Pretty sure that Matt's character would want the elaborate dinner, but I'm not going to speak for him.
Hey, we made us a butt ton of money. We're all getting an elaborate dinner tonight.
Do I need to add money to my sheet?
No, we haven't split the money yet. I'm paying for our food and board out of the group funds right now.
Well, do you want to go all out with the 7-course?
I mean, I definitely
for everybody.
Yeah, when we made that much money. Yes.
Okay.
All right, so that'd be 10 gold for all of us.
Yeah, plus however much you guys drink. I'd say throw another gold piece in there.
All right.
As a paladin, you know, Jotnar's partaking, but making snide remarks about gluttony periodically.
All right. Well, the innkeeper gives you each a little snifter of brandy on the house out of the bought from you. Nice. Osler is his name.
Osler. These are good spirits.
All right. So you, you all eat well. You have full stomachs. Then you go and sleep for the night. You each get a click the overnight rest, and you get an extra hit point for eating and sleeping so well.
Mm.
Which is the overnight rest? Is that just
D6 plus one?
Yeah. If you just click the overnight rest thing.
Oh, I don't even see that. What was that at?
It's called Get a Full Night's Sleep Under Getting Rest. Just select that one.
Oh, good.
Oh. I don't have that. Oh, I see. Drag down menu. Sorry. Get a Full Night's Sleep.
Yeah.
All right.
Get your points. All right. Navram gets 5 plus 1 is 6. Frick gets all of his hit points back.
And Callan's about to roll. He got his hit point back.
Plus one.
Yeah.
So that's
plus
two.
One.
He just maxed. He was at 15 out of 16.
Brick, do you have more hit points than you can have? What's going on over there?
I got 16 out of 16.
Max. Yeah, on your token, though, it says 16 out of 14. I just got to update your token. Hold on.
I got a question.
There you go. Yo.
Does the amount of hit points that you get back with a rest ever scale?
Nope. That's not.
So basically, so sometimes the more powerful you get, you just rest a week.
Just rest, you rest a few extra days. Yeah. You get beat up. You get beat up.
Costs
you
more money.
Mm-hmm. All right. You need to roll for, or I can do it, roll for Navram's spells for the day.
All right. I can do that real quick. Or,
oh, ho. That's
nice.
Gonna do it.
And then omens. Do we all get?
Yeah, everybody gets to roll for omens.
One for omen. All right, Callan gets 2.
Does Navram's inspiring story give us all a plus one?
Jotnar gets 2.
Already had 2.
Well, yeah, already everybody's rolling 2.
I mean, it's either a 1 or a 2, so who hasn't rolled?
I didn't roll because I still have my 2.
Oh, that's not how it works. It resets every day.
Come on.
It resets every day. I'm sorry.
Screw you guys.
There had to be 1.
All right. If you want Navram to try to tell an inspiring story, he can.
What does he have to do? Roll a...
There's 5 of you, so it would be DC 14.
It's a presence roll?
Yeah.
And is it a max? We can't have 3 omens, right?
That's right. You can only have 2.
He rolled a 20.
Nice. All you get another omen.
Frick, you get your extra omen.
Yay.
Navram told a very inspiring story about a slaughter of an evil tribe of gnolls.
It's awesome.
Get you guys all fired
up. Get you all fired up. Yeah.
Nice.
I guess.
Guess what?
Next day.
Ugh. walking. I'm gonna saddle up to Osler a little bit.
Trying off like.
Right,
sorry,
John.
There.
Yeah,
we can hear you now.
Fading out on us.
Same. We probably need to try and offload all that weapons and armor, or else our wagon will be full and we can't bring anything else back.
I agree. Before we leave, can I talk to Osler and just ask him if he's ever heard about or seen a yellow eye of fire? Because that's what's on the capes.
That does not seem too familiar to him. He says maybe that's something to do with the temple people that used to be here, but he's not sure. He says if you saw it at the moat house, it probably is something to do with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and yeah, I agree. We should go offload all that stuff.
All right, what all are you selling? You're selling all the spears, the leather armor, half the shields or so.
Yeah, there's no point in us holding on to any of it.
I mean, some of you might want extra shields. I'm just saying, because like you can absorb a whole entire hit with one, and then it breaks. But that could save your life.
But you can only carry so many items, so.
True. Okay. It's true.
All right. Yeah. Do you want to carry 3 or 4 shields in the wagon or not? That's the real question.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We should probably hold on to a couple extra shields then.
Yeah. We'll go through them.
All right. So tell me what all you're selling then.
Do you want to keep any bolts or arrows?
Yeah. I mean, should probably put some arrows in the wagon, but I don't guess we need a ton. Do you want just like an extra sheath, like an extra 20?
Yeah. All right. So let's hold an extra 20 bolts and those other 15 arrows.
Okay.
All right. And then for the shields, let's hold a shield, I guess, for each of us, because we can each use a shield, right?
Hmm.
Except for Matt. Right.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Well, then we'll just hold 4 shields. All right. Okay. So, Danny, we're going to sell 180 bolts, 100 arrows, 40 spears, 6 sets of leather armor, and 6 shields.
And go ahead and sell 7 shields. Because I had 2 spares, but I'm going to go down to 1 spare since we're keeping 4 in the cart.
All right. And so I'm going to write down that in our wagon we're keeping 20 bolts, 15 arrows, and 3 shields.
I thought we were keeping 4 shields.
Oh, okay.
We're selling 7 because I had 2 shields.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. So, Danny, we're trying to liquidate all that.
All right. 3 battle axes.
Were there 3 battle axes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There are 3 battle axes. Or do you want to hold on to a battle axe? Somebody might want to use one day.
Yeah, we could keep one, have an extra weapon, I guess. I don't know.
All right.
I don't want to fill up our wagon either, but.
A battle axe is a pretty good weapon, though.
It's a D6.
It's got the word battle in it. It's a D8.
Oh, yeah, we should totally. Yeah, so, yeah, we'll keep one of those, and then I'll get rid of my scimitar, actually. Sell my scimitar.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Right there, kind of eyes kind of widen when you guys bring all that crap in to sell.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. They after haggling and everything, they give you 60 gold pieces for all that stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
Gonna try to talk them up at all.
Well, that's after haggling, okay? Because I don't want to haggle through each individual item.
Sure,
but you get more than half the worth of all that. You think?
All right.
Cool. We're like,
I'll add that to the group.
Major haul.
Yeah, it was.
Yes. So, is there any equipment you guys want to buy now?
Yeah, I think we do. Let me add those 60 to the group sheet.
Equipment.
All right.
Some stuff they'll have, some stuff they have to order, some stuff they can't get. So it'll just kind of depend on what you want.
Does somebody have a rope?
If, I don't know. If Navram can wear heavy armor, he'd probably want it.
Navram cannot wear heavy armor.
He can wear medium.
Medium. I have chain that Navram could wear, and I can't wear heavy armor.
Navram's scale mill is damaged. He could have dropped that off last night to get repaired. It cost 25 gold pieces.
But I could give him my chain mail, which is better. Yeah, that's true. And then if I can wear heavy armor, and so can Callan for that matter.
All right, so we're going to replace his damaged scale armor with your chain. And that's tier 2?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. The way chain works is the first time it gets damaged, it still works at tier 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
What kind of heavy armor options are there, though? I'm on the wrong equipment sheet. Hold on.
Let's see. Now, when you start talking about buying stuff, these traders get more excited. Finally, you want to buy? You've been nothing but sell, sell, sell.
Plate is 400 gold.
Woo!
Yes. Let's see.
Well, that's like half of our group money, so I don't know if we want
to
do that.
Plate mail is very hard to get here. It's by the time it gets here, the markup for travel is 600 gold pieces.
Yeah. I'll just keep saving, because that's my next step from chain, really, is plate.
All right. So then do we need to buy another set of chains since you gave your chain to
I said that was contingent upon me getting heavy armor.
Gotcha.
So just tell me what you're looking for, and I'll tell you if they got it or not.
Well, see if there's a set of chain armor for Navram.
Yeah, I mean, there's banded armor, but I don't think banded has the same thing with like chain has, where it gets hit twice before it's damaged.
It does not. They do not have any chainmail in stock. They could order some. A couple of weeks to a month, somewhere in there, typically.
Okay.
What about splinted? Is splinted medium?
Split mail is that's what he has now. I mean, he could get or he has scale mail. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he has scale mail.
He could just get repaired.
Splint, it looks like it's the same as chain, at least in cost.
Yeah, I just can't. I don't see what it does for you.
It's armor class 3, chain is armor class 4.
Okay, yeah, so it's still. What page number is that on?
That's on the 35. Equipment. 2.
35.
Yeah, 36.
Split mail is when it turns into heavy armor.
Oh, okay, so he can't wear splint.
Yeah, splint, banded, and plate mail are all heavy armors.
Alright, so then he just needs to get his scale mail repaired.
Here's the thing we could do, maybe. If they have banded, we could have a couple of sets of banded, and then he gets the chain. Banded is 90, and that's heavy. Having two of those...
He can't wear heavy.
But I can wear heavy. So I would totally give him my chain if I could get two banded.
You want to see if they have banded mail in your size?
Yeah. Yeah.
How much does that actually improve your armor class? Oh, never mind.
It goes from
tier 2
medium to heavy.
I want to see if they have it in Callan's size. He's a different size than you.
Yeah.
They do not. No banded melon stock.
All right. So, yeah, let's just get let's get his scale mail repaired. You said that was 25 gold?
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
And if you drop that off the night before, it can be ready by like midday.
All right.
Next day.
I don't see what else.
If you guys want a horse, they have horses for sale.
Is a composite longbow or something like that? Can I get a bow that does more than a D6?
You can get a longbow that would do more than a D6, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Where's the damage stuff for bows?
Are you looking on Morkborg or first edition? That's
not first edition, yeah.
That'd be two.
Anybody else see it?
I don't think we have that page.
Yeah, I don't have a book.
Okay.
What are you looking for?
How much damage a longbow does versus a short bow?
Yeah, just trying to find bows in general.
It starts talking about weapons at the bottom of page 36.
Weapon and damage by weapon type, page 37.
Yeah. Just says arrow 1 to 6. Doesn't
say. Yeah, sorry. In the first edition, it lists the damage by the projectile.
Gotcha.
Oh, you just have longer range with the longbow. It doesn't do any more damage. That's all.
Yeah. Because I was having to like puzzle that out when I was getting a sling and bullets.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the maybe short range with a short bow is only 5 squares, and it's 7 squares with a longbow.
All right. So I'm trying to see if there's anything else Navram needs.
Would there be benefit to us having a case or a chest or anything to carry?
You could lock your gold and stuff in it if you're going to carry it with you.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
You could have that bolted down to the wagon.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's who would we'll make it not easy to carry off.
Yeah. We could have someone guard just
steal
dog.
A wagon.
We could have a guard dog that could guard it and bark, hear them barking if somebody approaches it.
It's true. Guard dog's 25 gold pieces.
Dang.
Zal says, best place for coin is on your belt.
Looking at their dogs that they have for sale, they're like old mongrels and stuff. You probably don't want any of those.
None of that, please.
Is guard pig?
Everybody got enough oil for their lamps and their lanterns?
Yeah, Navram freaking bought 21 hours worth of oil last time. He's good.
All right, well, do y'all want to split up the rest of the gold then?
How much is a hooded lantern?
Worth it.
Equipment 2.
Lantern.
Hooded lantern, 7 gold pieces.
Yeah, I need to get one of those too, and like maybe.
And then.
Maybe
8 hours.
The oil is a gold piece per hour.
So yeah, give me like a hooded lantern and 8 hours worth of oil, so that'll be.
So should we split up the gold first, or just go gold. Ahead? And...
Well, he had enough for that. I'll go ahead and do the math on splitting everything up.
Oh yeah, totally.
All right. Well, if you guys want horses so you can get around faster, you can do that as well. A riding horse is only 30 gold pieces. They have those for sale.
Does that include like, Or do we have to buy like the saddle, the bit and bridle, the harness, all of that?
Yeah.
So that makes them.
Is that why they're 30? Since they're 25 in the book?
Yeah, I don't know. It tells me that it's 30 gold pieces for a draft horse out here.
Oh, page 36.
A draft horse. Riding horse is 25.
Yeah.
I see.
But if you buy everything all inclusive, that makes 62 gold.
Ooh.
Oh, no, wait. Those are silver pieces. So 27 silver is a little more than another gold. So it'd be about 36 gold each to get a horse with all the gear. Make it 40, and then they'd have large saddlebags.
Oh, man. You're just talking riding horses.
Mm-hmm.
We could carry more stuff, too.
All right, yeah, if you guys want to do that, they'll sell them to you. Each person that wants to buy one, it's just 40 gold pieces. How much, when you split it up, how much was that per person?
Yeah, maybe we should just split it.
That'd be 200 gold pieces out of the group funds to get us all horses with gear and saddlebags.
You want to do that?
I'm okay with doing that, because I could foresee potentially if somebody steals something from us and then takes off and we want to give chase, or if there's somebody we really need to catch, we'd have no chance without a horse. We possibly could get them with a horse if they're on a horse, so I don't know.
All right. Get away from something.
Yeah,
I'm writing it down. So we get 5 horses with all the gear.
And it's a riding horse or draft horse?
It's a riding horse.
So but what's the...
It has a saddle, a harness, a bridle, and large saddlebags.
It'd only be 5 more gold to get a draft horse. I don't know what the difference is, though.
Speed.
Okay.
Yeah, a riding horse is going to be faster than a draft horse.
Yeah, we want speed. We got a mule and a cart for carrying things.
All right, so... We're going to split everything between everybody. Everybody gets 159 gold pieces.
If there's more than that, you might want to just like keep it in the group funds if there's leftovers.
Yeah, if there's any odds, I'll keep it. So 159 gold pieces. And then 7 silvers. And 6 coppers.
All right. Can y'all add that to the extra guys, too?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of loot.
Telling you.
Remember a few days ago when you guys got to town, you were destitute?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just went and looted a boathouse.
Yeah, and now I know why everyone wants to be an adventurer. In this world.
Right. Adventuring rules.
Especially when you find fancy daggers.
Yeah. All right, everybody get all that marked down?
Almost. Yep. I'm putting it on mine.
All right. Well, based on the time, I feel like maybe we just stopped there for tonight. We didn't really get any fighting done, but you guys got a lot of stuff taken care of.
I didn't get to try out my two attacks per round yet.
Oh, shoot.
That's okay. Well,
we'll have twice as many fights next time.
It's always next time. There's always tomorrow.
And you three will get 1 experience point for your characters.
Yeah.
All right. That levels up Zal.
4.1 over here. Oh, Zal gets
so
to get
back to zero. Different.
So make you level 4?
Yep.
Nice.
Nice.
All right.
You get a,
so yeah. I get different.
Now,
here we go.
The big thing is your thief abilities only need a 10 to succeed now, instead of a 12. Hey, those weren't bad rolls at all.
All right.
Everything went up.
So 37, and that is the right hit points for me. So 4 hit points. I'm in double digits, gentlemen.
Huzzah. That is much tougher.
Yeah. Strength goes up. Agility goes up.
Your
presence
step
goes
on
up.
Zao, like stepping on Lego times 10.
Everything went up, right?
Well, toughness was already at 3. Does it go up?
Yeah, if the roll is equal or greater, then it goes up.
Sweet. So, yeah, all of mine went up.
Nice. That's a good one.
And all of my abilities pass on a 10.
And now all of your ability scores are positive for the first time.
Ooh-doo-doo.
It's a huge milestone for an adventurer.
It is.
Very cool.
All right, and let me check my button, my thievery button.
Oh, looks like it works great.
Oh, now I'm really good at thievery.
You went and looked all the rooms of the building.
Nice. Hey, could he use thievery skill to potentially set a trap around our cart or something when we go in to places?
If you guys bought a trap or have a trap, then yes. Didn't one of you have a trap at some point?
Yeah,
that was the other game.
Oh, that's right. That was the other game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely not me. What's Callan got going on over here?
Man, the smell of these first edition books is so good.
It's like classic. Mm-hmm. Like walking into a library, like an old library.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing that's just odd, and I guess we're still recording, but I'll say it anyway. when I walk into, oftentimes, not every time, but when I walk into a bookstore or a library, especially a library, it's like if I'm like anywhere close to having to go use the bathroom, it makes me have to go. Just like the smell of being there around all the books. It's really weird.
Like a number one or a number two?
Like if I'm constipated, that it would help. That's what I'm saying.
That's interesting.
That is weird.
Bizarre, but I think it has to do with like the smell of like tons of books all around. Like somehow.
Did you used to read while you poop a lot?
It takes me 2 cups of coffee.
Well, coffee definitely works.
Man, look at these old diagrams of the planes and stuff. That's the back of this book.
Yeah, that's cool.
Which one's that in? PHP?
Yeah, page 121 for those of you at home. All right, well, if we're done here, let's say bye to Craig.
Bye, Craig.
See you, Craig. All right, look at that.
Hey, Craig.
All right.